Here, you can sit right here on the floor. Sit, yeah, right over here. Yep, that worked good. Just everybody be gathered around. Yep, right over there. You can sit right there with Erica. That way Erica won't be all alone. And there, wow. Okay. Well, this morning we're going to talk to each one of y'all again. And we're going to let the parents listen in if they want to, okay? But this morning is for each one of you. And we want y'all to listen real good. There's a part in the Bible where it talks about blessed are the. And it goes on and on. Y'all ever remember hearing that? It's in Matthew 5. But anyhow, it talks about the different things that we do, and then that God will says that we are blessed if we do these things. Well, I want to talk about just one this morning, and that is, it's in Matthew 5, verse 9, and it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. So I want to talk about that, and I want y'all to listen real good on that. But first of all, that portion in Matthew 5 is called the Beatitudes. And somebody else has said already that what you could call that would be the beautiful attitudes. How many of y'all like to play with someone who does not have a nice attitude?
No.
It's not fun, is it? It's not fun to play with someone who's got a rotten, selfish, mean attitude or acts like a wolf. Those people aren't fun, are they?
Yikes.
Yeah, that'd be scary. So
I got bad dogs.
Yeah. Shouldn't have brought that wolf up, but anyhow. Yeah. So we want to all have a good attitude, don't we? We want to be nice people. Well, to this morning, I want to talk about what is a peacemaker. Have anybody ever heard of mom and daddy telling you to be a peacemaker? Well, maybe you haven't, and maybe you have. Maybe they have, and you haven't thought about it so much. But we want to be people who like peace. And we have it up on the screen there. It says, a friend of peace. So that's what I want to talk to you all about this morning, about being a friend of peace. And the Bible says that if we are peace, it says, blessed are the peacemakers. It says that if you are a peacemaker, and that's what I want to learn this morning, is what does it mean to be a peacemaker? Because it says, if you'll be a peacemaker, you will be called the son or the daughter of God himself. Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, to think that we can be the son or the daughter of God. He calls us his own. Well, how many of y'all like when your mom and dad come up to you and say, hey, son, how you doing? When your mom and dad come up to you and say, hey, daughter, how are you doing? Or how many of you ever heard your mom and dad talking about you to other people? And then as they were talking, they maybe thought you weren't listening in even, but they were saying, you know what? The other day, Landon was playing, and he shared his toys so nice, and I am so glad to be able to call Landon my son. You know, every one of you likes to hear when your mom and daddy talks about you, when they talk real nice about you, even when they brag on you. You know, we say it's not good to brag, but sometimes it is good to brag, and that is when we're bragging about somebody else. Okay? When you're not, you know, people don't like to hear when you talk and brag about yourself, but when you talk about others in a nice way, that can be bragging on them, and be telling the truth when you talk, not when you say things. Don't lie about someone when you try to say something nice, but we can all find nice things to say about other people. And so we like to hear it. It's like music to our ears when our parents or others say nice things about us. We love to hear, that is my son. When somebody points out and says, oh, that guy over there, oh, that's Brandon. And Brandon's daddy says, oh, yeah, that's my son. Doesn't that sound good when your daddy says that? Yeah, it does. We all like to hear those kind of... Yeah, your daddy does that too. He says, that's my Connor. He is my son. And it makes us all feel good, doesn't it? Well, you know, I remember one time, it's been many years ago.
And my daddy said, it's my tail.
Does he say that too? Does he say, that's my dassy? Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it? We love it when our parents say nice things about us to other people. And then when they say, that's my daughter, that's my girl, that's my boy. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I remember it's been a number of years ago. It was probably before about any of y'all were born. That's a long time ago. But I remember I was outside and I went into the shop and I heard some people talking. And I listened. And you know what I heard? My dad was in the shop and he had some friends that had come to see him. And I heard them talking about me. Now, is that very nice for somebody to be talking about me? Yeah, this time it was. Because you know what he was saying? I heard him saying, well, over here now, Jerry does this like this. And over here, Jerry does this. And and what Jerry does here is, and he was saying all these nice things about me. And, you know, they didn't see me come in there, so he didn't know I was there. And you know what I did? I maybe shouldn't have done it, but I just stood there and just listened. It was real quiet, and I just listened because it was like, that sounded so neat to hear my dad talk about me. But, you know, so many times when we talk to other people, sometimes we can say mean things to them. We forget sometimes to say nice things to other people. Well, the Bible says that if you say nice things and you do nice things for other people, you will be called the son or the daughter of God. Well, how can you be a peacemaker? Being kind. What about sharing when you have friends over and you've got your favorite tractor or you've got your favorite doll and sharing your doll with your friend when they ask? But let's even go one step further. What about if you've got this nice glove and this nice bat and your friends come over? And even before, you know they're going to like it. I mean, Isaiah's got this nice bat and glove and this brand new ball. And Bryson, he sees Bryson even kind of looking at it. But Isaiah, before Bryson can even say anything, Isaiah says, hey, Bryson, look at this, my new bat and ball. You want to play with it? Here, you can have it and play with it. You can use it. But you know, so many times what happens, and this, maybe it doesn't happen to y'all, but people come over, our friends come over, and they say, oh, I like that doll, or I like that bat, I like that ball. Can I play with it? No. That's mine. That doesn't make you someone who's a good friend. That means you're selfish. And it doesn't mean that you're someone who tries to make peace. Well, you know what? If you're a lover of peace, it means that you will put other people and let other people have good things, even if you don't have them. Even the good things that you could have for yourself, you give them to other people. You share with them. That's what a peacemaker is. And it says you will be called the son or daughter of God if you do that. Well, you know, in the Old Testament, there's lots and lots of stories. And in the book of Samuel, do y'all ever read in the book, have mommy and daddy tell you a story in the book of Samuel? And this is about two guys. And these two guys are called David and Jonathan. Well, David and Jonathan are brother-in-laws. David is a brother-in-law, one of the many brother-in-laws of Jonathan. And they were best of friends. It said that Jonathan even loved David more than himself, I think is how it says. And that is exactly what the Bible says, that Jesus said that we need to love the Lord our God and then love our neighbor as ourselves. And that's what they did. They were the best of friends. They even loved them. Jonathan loved David so much that he even put his own life at risk, because David's father-in-law was trying to kill him, and David was running away and running away from that. And let's put this back here. Somebody could get hurt. So David's father-in-law was trying to kill him, because David was so much more popular and did so much more greater things. And so Saul didn't like David. But you know what? David did never anything to Saul, because he was anointed as a king. Saul was, and he did not want to do anything against someone like that, even though this man was treating him meanly. Well, one day, listen to this now. This is kind of a funny story. One day, David was hiding. He was running, and he was hiding in a cave. And Saul and his army was coming to try to find David. And David was in a cave. And you know what? Saul goes into this cave to go to the bathroom. He did. The Bible says that. He went in there to go to the bathroom. And he did not know that David was in there. And you know what happened? While he was there going to, and you know, when you're going to the bathroom, sometimes you're in a very awkward position. You know, you just, you're not very, you can't defend yourself very much. And David knew that. But you know what David did? He went up there while Saul was going to bed, and they used to have these big robes on. He went and took his knife or whatever he had, and he took and he just cut the corner of Saul's robe off, and he kept it. That's all he did, and Saul never knew he did it. Wouldn't that be something? And you know what? The people that were with David said, "This is your chance. The Lord has given him to you so you can now kill him because he's been so mean to you." David said, "Oh no. This is one of God's people, and I will not do that to one of God's people. The Lord can take care of his own people. I don't need to kill him." Well, then later, David went and came to Saul and showed him this piece of cloth that he had. And Saul knew that that came from his robe. And Saul knew right then that David had the perfect chance that he could have took his knife and he could have speared right through him like that and killed him. He could have done that, and he did not do that. And that made Saul really sorry. And so then he was sorry for the things that he did to David, and then he became a friend to David after that. But Saul and David were not good friends for a long time. But Jonathan was David's friend, and he always kept trying to take care of David. He made sure that David would stay hidden because he did not want David to get killed by Saul. But then it paid off because David was able to do something to Saul without hurting him and make him realize that he could have killed him and he didn't. That was being a really good friend, even when someone else is being mean to him, isn't it? Yeah. So let's remember that. Do you want to be blessed this morning? Well, the Bible says you are blessed if you're a peacemaker, and then God will call you Ricky. He'll call you, "That's my son." He'll say, "Look at that guy. He's my son." That's what God says. He'll look at Rodney and say, "That's my son." He'll look at Dassey and say, "That's my daughter. That's my girl." Doesn't that feel good to hear that from our parents? But it feels even better to hear it for God to say that. And that is the only verse that it says that we will be called the sons and daughters of God is when we are peacemakers. What?
You said to play Manny.
Huh?
You said to play Manny.
Yeah. Maybe. So, that's all I have for y'all this morning. Remember to be a peacemaker. Remember to give to others even before they ask. And y'all can go back to your parents. Thank you so much. That wolf gets a lot of attention, doesn't it? Okay. Well, for the rest of y'all now, I hope you probably weren't listening in, I guess, this when I was talking to the children, but I hope you were. Living as a peacemaker and not as a peacekeeper. That's what we want to think about this morning. Being a peacemaker. I'm going to do some reading this morning. After I'm done reading, we're going to close. So I would ask for you to keep your Bibles closed. If you want to look up at me, that's fine as I'm reading. If you want to bow your head and think, that's fine. But listen to all these scriptures that I'm going to read, and the good, the bad, and the ugly in some of these passages. And then, where do you find yourself? Let's start. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second one is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and thereby many become defiled. In the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his livestock and of their fat, and the Lord respected Abel and his offering. But he did not respect Cain and his offering, and Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.' Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" He said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" And he said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond, you shall be on the earth. My beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Lot also, who went with Abram, had lots of flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to support them that they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. The Canaanites and the Perizzites then dwelt in the land. So Abram said to Lot, "Please, let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. Is not the whole land before you? Please, separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right, or if you will go to the right, then I will go to the left." And Lot lifted up his eyes, and he saw all the plains of Jordan, that it was watered everywhere, just like the garden of the Lord, just like the land of Egypt as you go towards Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself all the plains of Jordan, all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, but avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And when Joab had gone from David's presence, he sent messengers after Abner, who brought him back from the well of Sarah. But David did not know it. Now when Abner had returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him privately, and there he stabbed him in the stomach, so that he died for the blood of Ashel, his brother. Afterward, when David heard it, he said, "My kingdom and I are guiltless before the Lord forever of the blood of Abner, the son of Ner." And when the people came to persuade David to eat food while it was still day, David took an oath, saying, "God do so to me, and more also, if I taste bread or anything else till the sun goes down." Now all the people took note of it, and it pleased them, since whatever the king did pleased all the people. For all the people in all Israel understood that day that it had not been the king's intent to kill Abner, the son of Ner. Then the king said to his servants, "Do you not know that a prince and a great man has fallen this day in Israel? And I am weak today, although anointed king. And these men, the sons of Zerah, are too harsh for me. The Lord shall repay the evildoer according to his wickedness. Repay no man for evil, evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men, if it be possible, as much as depends on you. Live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.' Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink, for in so doing you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. If we live in the Spirit, we shall also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another." After this it happened that Absalom also provided himself with chariots and horses, and 50 men to run ahead of him. Now Absalom would rise early and stand beside the gate in the way. So it was, when everyone who had a lawsuit came to the king for a decision, that Absalom would call to him and say, "What city are you from?" And he would say, "The servant is from such and such a tribe of Israel." Then Absalom would say to him, "Look, your case is good and right, but there is no deputy of the king to hear you." Moreover, Absalom would say, "Oh, that I were made judge in the land, and that everyone who had suit or cause would come to me, then I would give him justice." And so it was, when everyone came near to bow down to him, that he would put out his hand, and he would take him, and he would kiss him. In this manner, Absalom acted towards all Israel who came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. Now it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said to the king, "Please, let me go to Hebron and pay the vow which I made to the Lord. For your servant took a vow while I dwell in Geshur in Syria, saying, 'If the Lord indeed brings me back to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord.'" Then the king said to him, go in peace. And he went to Hebron. Then Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, Absalom reigns in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men invited from Jerusalem, and they went along innocently, and they did not know anything. Then Absalom sent for Apithol, the Gileonite, David's counselor from his city, from Gilo, and there he offered sacrifices. While he offered sacrifices, and the conspiracy grew strong, for the people with Absalom continued and to increase in number. Now a messenger came to David saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are with Absalom. So David said to all of his servants who were with him at Jerusalem, arise and let us flee, or we shall not escape from Absalom. Make haste to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring disaster upon us and strike the city with the edge of his sword. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your mother and father, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace unto the hearers. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, what do you wish? She said to him, grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on the right and the other on the left, in your kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said to him, we are able. So he said to them, you will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by the Father. And when the ten heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, you know the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him become your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but he came to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. As a servant of the Lord, you must not quarrel, but be gentle to all. Be able to teach and be patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God permits, he will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. My brothers, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. If anyone among you thinks that he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but he deceives his own heart, this man's religion is useless. Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, let us go back and visit our brothers in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and to see how they are doing. Now Barnabas was determined that he would take with him John, called Mark. But Paul insisted that they should not take him with them. He was the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to do the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. And so Barnabas, he took Mark and he sailed to Cyprus. But Paul, he chose Silas, and he departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. If any of you have a gift that you bring to the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me in the ministry. For if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors to Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Shall we stand for prayer? Father in heaven, we thank you for the power of your word. That word that is inspired. That word that is from the Holy Spirit. Lord, we take that in this morning, and I pray that these words that were spoken could grip the hearts of each one of us. Lord, I pray that some of the words that were spoken would fall on fruitful ground, and that other words would fall on fruitful ground. But Lord, that something in His words this morning would be there for each one of us, and that we could take with us, and we could grow thereby. Thank you, God, for moving in and through us this day. Thank you that you are the faithful God, no matter what our circumstances. And thank you, dear Lord Jesus, that you have called us, that we are your sons and your daughters. That if we're peacemakers, we are blessed. And not only then, but you call us to be one of your own. You call us to be one of your children. What a great honor, and we're so undeserving, but we thank you for it. I thank you for the children that were here this morning. God, would you bless them? Would you keep them in your care? Would you protect them? Would you give your angels charge over them also? Guide us as we leave from here. We bless your name, for it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you. Y'all are dismissed.